Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to help you break down the games. Sorry for the delay, had issues with the internet, so you know how it can be some days. It's just one of those days. So we're back up and running, though. We're going to break down the games for you as quick as possible, maybe a little quicker trying to get this through for you guys. But here we are. Let's start with the games. Let's dive right in this awesome big 15-game slate. We got the Seattle Mariners, New York Yankees, 9.5 total here. And we got Marco Gonzalez against Domingo German. And yeah, so obviously looking at this game, you see lefty on the mound, Marco Gonzalez. He's a more talented pitcher than, you know, some lefties in the league, right? He's not a guy I love to target, but he's not a guy I play often. I just don't know, right? I think the Yankees are just getting this total at 5.36 because, like, they're just getting defaulted to it because, hey, they're the Yankees, right? Gonzalez has been good this year for the most part. I mean, 3.36 xFIP. Those are not guys you really want to be targeting. The walk rate's down at 6%. Sure, he's had his issues here and there, but overall, he's been solid. I mean, again, not a guy that you want to target. Not a guy that you want to, like, be playing in DFS or be targeting in general. I just think in this matchup against the Yankees, you just kind of stay away. I think it's a smart move to just stay away at this point. If you want to take Stanton as a one-off, I get it. Or Judge, sure, right? They're great power guys, but just not a spot where I'm going out of my way to pick on them, where I think it's just an absolute gas can. So yeah, that's kind of how I'm thinking with Marco Gonzalez here on this slate. Let's go to the opposite side with Domingo German. Yeah, he's been really good too. Problem is Seattle. There's not a lot of Ks in that lineup. That can always be one of the issues. It's a big ballpark upgrade for this team in the Seattle Mariners. So I don't know. I don't really want to go the German route too much. Looking at the price tag on him, he's at 7.6K on FanDuel. DraftKings, we get him at 7.3K. And then you have him on Fantasy Draft. Sorry, it's coming up. We have him at 14.9K. So, yeah, had a he's a solid price tagger. He's that mid-tier option. But I think there's better ones that we can go to instead that I think have more upside. Just don't love the upside for him in a spot against Seattle. So, oddly enough, I'm going to stay away from a lot of these bats in this game. Just think there's better spots to go to on this slate. Next game up, Baltimore Orioles, Washington Nationals. This is a 9 total with David Hess going up against Jeffrey Rodriguez. And whenever I see David Hess on the mound, I can definitely get excited. This is a good spot to target for sure. Hess has had his issues. XFIP was 6.14. His walk percentage is at 9. K percentage at 13. I mean, just has had a ton of struggles here. Getting hit hard over 34% up between both sides of the plate. This is a great spot for the Nationals. Vegas agrees, 5.17 implied total for them. I've been saying the Nationals are going to go off at some point, and when they do, I want to be all over it. I think this could be the spot. I mean, it's a beautiful spot against Hess. I just don't see a way that Hess can get out of this game clean. This should be all Nationals here. I'll be loading up on these bats up and down throughout the lineup. I think that they are all really, really good plays. So yeah, lefties obviously are the best plays, but the righties still can have their way too. So load up on the Nationals in your cash games and in your tournaments. On the opposite side, Jeffrey Rodriguez is going up against the Orioles. And looking at this game, I mean, I just never play the Orioles really. I've been playing them kind of recently because they've been in some pretty good spots. But against a guy like Rodriguez here, I don't know. I think I'm just going to do my best and just stay away. I don't love the Orioles too much. They're just not a team I look to target. I know Rodriguez, if you look at the plate IQ, right, he's got a bad xFIP, but this looks like a really small sample here on everything. I don't know, I just think it's a spot where he's just kind of stay away from both, but they are giving Rodriguez some respect, Vegas is at least, with only the Orioles at a 3.83 implied total here. So if you want to make him your cheap pitching option, like, you know, just because he is the basement, he is very, very cheap. I wouldn't hate it, but again, because it's like the Orioles strike out against anyone, but I don't know, I just think I'm fine maybe putting him in my player pool, and then maybe he ends up falling. I think that's kind of how it'll end up working for me. I'll have him in consideration, but then I'll probably stay away. But yeah, that kind of wraps up this game. Let's go on to the next one. We got the Milwaukee Brewers, and we got Pittsburgh Pirates, and we got Freddie Peralta against Jameson Taillon. And when I first saw Freddie Peralta, I believe a couple weeks ago, I thought it was Wiley Peralta coming back into our lives. A little throwback to, you know, a couple years ago. But no, it's not him. It's Freddie Peralta. And from what I looked up before, he's not that bad of a pitcher, I'm pretty sure. I looked up his numbers a while ago, and they were pretty good. But this year, I'll just go off of this year's sample, even though it's not the biggest. But, I mean, he's already at a 2.49 xFIP. That's not going to stay. Neither will a 45K percentage. So, yeah, we can't trust those numbers. Those are not numbers that are going to be the ones. So if you want to look dive deeper into more, say you like Peralta, because he's a guy, I've looked at his Fangraphs numbers. I don't have it up now, but I remember him being pretty solid overall. But if you want, go, like, pull up Fangraphs, because we don't have all this older data on him. Like, yeah, on our Plate IQ, we just don't have all that miners number. So he's been pretty solid, though. So I think he could be a good play here. I know the Pirates don't strike out a ton, but just the idea here is that, you know, the 2.49 xFIP and the 45K percentage is not going to stick, right? This will not be sustainable. So he's perfectly fine. I definitely think you should consider him on this slate. He's a guy, again, another one you can put in the player pool, I think, as an interesting play. Just the problem is the Pirates don't strike out a ton. That's the one issue I would have with that. On the opposite, Jameson Tyne, he's another guy to consider, especially in this mid-tier. I like him a little bit. He's got a decent price tag. We have him at 16K on Fantasy Draft, and I mean, just the Brewers, they can strike out a ton, right? It's definitely one of the things that we like to target the Brewers with. So yeah, I like Tyne. I think there's upside here. Don't really like the bats as much in this game. I think the more I think about it, I'm just not in love with the bats. I guess if you took like Colin Moran as a one-off or Austin Meadows, those lefties against Peralta, maybe I would do that. And then on the opposite side against Tyne, like a Travis Shaw and Eric Thames as one-offs, but I don't want to go too crazy with these bats. Just there's better spots to look at for bats on this slate. Let's go to the next one. St. Louis Cardinals, Philadelphia Phillies, 8.5 total. Luke Weaver against Vincent Velasquez. And I really like this spot for both these pitchers. I think they're both really great tournament plays here. We get 15.4K and 16.7K. That first price was for Weaver. Second price was for Velasquez. We get that on Fantasy Draft. DraftKings, we get Weaver 8K, Velasquez at 8.6. And then FanDuel, we get 6.5 on Weaver and 8.8 on Velasquez. So really like Weaver's price on FanDuel. I think he's a really interesting tournament option all in all. Like, I just want to be all over him here as an option because the Phillies, they strike out a ton against righties. I remember Weaver pitched against them earlier in the year, and I believe he had a pretty decent outing. So I do think this is a spot that we can target Luke Weaver, where we can get him cheap. I think it's a really good tournament play. Helps you jam in those bats too, right? We always love getting as many bats in as possible. So that'll definitely be a route that I look to do in tournaments. And same with Velasquez, right? There's upside for him against this Cardinal righty heavy team. But again, I kind of want to keep these guys to strictly tournaments if I can. No interest in the bats though in this game. I think we'll just move on from here. Atlanta Braves, Toronto Blue Jays, 9 total. We got Mike Soroka against Jaime Garcia. So this is a game that I think we can have some interest in some of the bats. You see the lefty in Garcia on the opposite. Sure, he's had some pretty decent outings recently, but I'm going to look to guys like Albie, Swanson, Freeman, Flowers. I mean, Flowers and Suzuki combo, one of those guys in there. If we have both in there with the DH, that would be pretty interesting. Playing a Flowers and Suzuki team could be really contrarian, but yeah, on like a site like FanDuel or Fantasy Draft, definitely could do it there, but I think this is a good offensive target. Maybe not the best offensive target, but I do think there is some solid upside here against Garcia. On the opposite side against Soroka, I mean, I guess I just take the one-offs with the lefties, right? The Grandersons, the Smokes. I wouldn't go too crazy with guys here. Just maybe pick out some value in these guys where they're kind of cheap, right? FanDuel, we got Granderson at 3.1, Smokes at 2.9, which is kind of crazy to think. You get Smoke at 3.5 on DraftKings, and then Granderson is 3.9. Don't love him at 3.9. Still think that's getting a little expensive, but I definitely like Smoke's price. And then, again, Smoke's 6.9 on Fantasy Draft. So really like his price around the industry right now. I think this could be a really good spot for him today. Not much more to talk about in this game. Let's go to the Tigers and the Cincinnati Reds. This is a 9 total here with Matt Boyd against Sal Romano. And we should expect a lot of runs to be scored here between these two offenses. It's not because these offenses, you know, are really talented offenses. It's because the pitchers on the opposite side. Definitely guys you want to target. Matt Boyd, the one thing that he has going for him is the Reds are a really lefty-heavy lineup. And I kind of think Matt Boyd is better than, I don't know, Matt Boyd just seems like he's been better than we think. Not that I'm saying I'm sick of targeting him, but it definitely hasn't been the greatest this year, right? So I don't know. I'm torn on what I want to do with Boyd. I heard some smart people, you know, say, oh, Boyd's not that bad. So I've started to like, kind of second guess it a little bit. So I don't know. I'm tempering my expectations with what, you know, loading up on Cincinnati. You know, he has a 4.09 exit with, wrong numbers here. Sorry. Well, his numbers are still bad. I don't know. I don't know how he's pulling it off. He's pulling the James Shields, I guess. I thought he had good numbers there, but the plate IQ wasn't loading properly. But yeah, he's still 4.9 xFIP. The K percentage is only at 18.9. The walk percentage is at 9. I guess I'll go back and fire away, but again, the Reds offense is not the most fun offense to target with, and I just hate playing this team. Maybe I'll just go with the righties. I'll keep it kind of simple. Problem is, if you want to keep it simple, the righties are expensive, right? It's Eugenio Suarez at 9K on Fantasy Draft. Let's see where else he is. I'm sure he's really expensive everywhere else. Yeah, 4.9 on DraftKings, and then, 4K on FanDuel. So, like, he's the favorite guy. If you told me to pick one bat against Boyd, I would play. That's the guy. Barnhart's probably the value play I like, and maybe Duvall, but Duvall hasn't been that great this year. It's just tough. Lefties against the Reds is not the best combo to target, right? So I'm just going to try and keep it simple with the righties and really just move on, even though they have a 4.73 implied total. On the opposite side, you know, I would think Romano would, not be getting as much love as he is, but a minus 130 favorite against this Tigers team. I know they're not the best, but Martin, Candelario, and Castellanos, I still think that's a pretty solid 1-3 right there. And if you target Romano, that's kind of the main guys I would look at, and really that's kind of how I would just do it. Maybe a Nico Goodrum, if you wanted to throw him in, I wouldn't hate it to be get lefty heavy against Romano, but don't love the spot for the Tigers too much. Next game up, Chicago White Sox, Cleveland Indians. 8.5 total, we have Carlos Rodon against Mike Clevinger. And man, this is a great spot for Clevinger. I always talk about it. It's the White Sox against righties. I wish I would have moved off Cole to Bauer yesterday, but didn't end up doing it. Weather issues, and I thought about it because the weather was fine, it seemed like, but I like Cole a lot, and I don't know. I'm going to have to figure out what to do with Clevinger here. He's cheaper than everyone else, right? He's 9.3K on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 10.8K, and then he is 21.1K on Fantasy Draft. So, good price tag for him. He's he's not Trevor Bauer, but he's been still pretty solid this year. White Sox are at a 3.62 implied total. I do think he could definitely have some upside here. So, Clevinger, I think, is a firmly solid option. Just the one thing is, I'm kind of paying up for Sailor Verlander, so I don't know if I'll go with a lot of Clevinger. He is a great pivot off those top-tier options, though. If you want to do it, go right ahead. There's not something I think I'm going to be doing. On the opposite side, Carlos Rodon, he's a lefty. I think looking at a lot of these right-handed bats can be a great idea. Looking at, like, Lindor, Jose Ramirez, Edwin Encarnacion, and then, like, guys like Brandon Guyer or Rajah Davis could give us some nice value in this lineup, or Yan Gomes. I mean, the Indians are definitely a good stack to look at. I like them here in this spot, so get some exposure to this Indians offense. They're definitely a team you want to mix in your cash games and load up on in tournaments. Not much more to talk about in this game. We can go to the next one, which is the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs, and we could have some weather issues with this game. Definitely need to check that out, so let me pull that up right now just to make sure it's not bad, but they're playing the game currently. They're planning on playing that 1 o'clock game. Yeah, it's just yellow right now for Ross, so not too much weather to note on this slate. The only real weather to note is the yellow-orange with the Detroit-Cincinnati game, which, that's the one thing to maybe monitor. But make sure with the Dodgers-Cubs game to look at that. Wind's also going to be blowing in from 10 miles an hour, so that'll obviously be a little bit of a bump to the pitchers. But I don't know. I'm kind of just think I'm staying away from this game in general. I don't love it. Rich Hill, you just can't really trust him with the blister issues and with the managers pulling him out early. So I'm going to stay away from Hill. And then the opposite side, Mike Montgomery. I don't know why Vegas is giving him so much love with a 3.8 implied total here. I'd maybe look at targeting some of these righties, like a guy like a Justin Turner, a Matt Kemp. They've been hitting the ball really well. I'm not saying I love doing it, but I think you could. I just think there's better plays, though. I'm not going to get too crazy with these guys. But if you force me to pick anyone in this game and play anyone, it's probably Turner and Matt Kemp and like Enrique Hernandez, really looking at those guys. Next game up, we got the Boston Red Sox, the Minnesota Twins, 7 total here, and we got Chris Sale against Jose Berrios, and man, this is one of the best pitchers on the slate. He's got a really nice price tag, 11.4K on FanDuel, 12.7 on DraftKings, and then on Fantasy Draft, we have him at 24.8K. Again, sure, it's pricey, but price is still nice to me. I'm still down to pay for it. I kind of like when they're a little more not expensive, but when it feels expensive, right? I don't think this is expensive for him, but it feels expensive, so maybe people will have trouble making, putting them in their lineups. Maybe they'll just default to worser options and get a little bit less ownership on Sale, but I doubt that's the case. It's a good spot, though, against the Twins. The Twins are a team that have been struggling this year. They've been struggling against lefties a ton. I think this is just a dream spot for Sale. I think he could absolutely dominate in this spot, so I'll be all over him. He's probably my favorite option right now. I do like Verlander, though. It's going to be, man, it's going to be a fun back and forth all day. Vegas thinks that Verlander is the better option. I'm kind of curious what the K props are going to be on these guys. So yeah, that's something I'm going to look for. Obviously have to look at what umpire is going to be. If you need that, you know, check out the RotoGrinders Premium or find it on the other other platforms around the MLB area. But yeah, I just think that looking at like little things, right? Like the weather could obviously affect it, right? The one thing that's good for Verlander, who we'll get to in the next game, he's in that, you know, he's going to be in a dome, so it depends if that roof is open or if it's not open in Houston. Then we have Minnesota, that ballpark, right? It's going to be 72 degrees. Wind looks like it's blowing at 8 miles an hour, so that's obviously a nice little bump for him. So, yeah, just kind of the decision between Verlander and Sale is going to be tough. It's going to be a thing where not only you're probably listening, you know, you're going back and forth on, I'm going to go back and forth on, but I'm leaning Sale right now. That's the guy that I currently want. So yeah, that's where I'm going at this moment. I don't know if you could do the double spin up option. That's going to be really tough on this slate. But again, it is a 15 game slate. So if you can make it work, go for it and try your best to make it happen. Let's talk about the opposite side, Jose Berrios. Berrios is a really good pitcher. It's just, I think this is a spot, I mean, they're giving, Vegas is giving Berrios a lot of respect, making the Red Sox only a 3.93 implied total. I'm just staying away from the bats and staying away from the pitcher. I think it's a perfectly fine way to go. Sure, I love Berrios. He's a guy I'm buying on for the season. I want to play him as often as I can, but just not the greatest matchup. And then for the Red Sox, this is just not the greatest spot for them to go off. So I'm going to kind of stay away from most things in this game except for Chris Sale. That's really what I'm looking at here. Next up, we have Justin Verlander and Blake Snell going against each other. This is the Houston Astros, Tampa Bay Rays, 7 total here. And these two pitchers are definitely ones I want to talk about here. Verlander's a guy that I absolutely love in this spot. Really good play, but again, like I just said before, if you force me to pick one, I'll end up defaulting over to Sale, I believe. Let me just double-check the prices on every site. Yeah, Sale's 600 less on DK, and then Fantasy Draft Sale is 900 or less. So yeah, I'm going to keep defaulting to Sale. That's probably what I'll end up doing for most of the day, which obviously could put ownership maybe down on Verlander. I think that most people will do that because of the price on like DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. They'll just default to Sale, and that can get some lower ownership on Verlander. So if you want to go that route, that's a perfectly fine way to go. Verlander's a minus 225 favorite compared to Sale at a minus 164. You know, Vegas is giving a little more love for him. Maybe because Blake Snell on the opposite side, and there's a lot of good righties in this Houston Astros lineup. I expect the Astros, you know, they are absolutely swinging the ball hot. I expect them to keep rolling here. If you want to play some Astros, you can. Blake Snell's a really good pitcher, though, where I don't think it's a spot I want to target. But if you want to take some couple guys as a one-off, maybe like a George Springer, I wouldn't argue against it. Next game up, Texas Rangers, Kansas City Royals. This is a 9 total here. Have to like this game. The Battle of the Hamels. Which one will win out? I do think this is a great spot for the Rangers. I'll probably be all over them again. Like them yesterday, like them again today. I think Sinshu Chu is in a phenomenal spot. Nomar Mazara, you know, Profar, Gallo, Beltre, all these guys. Just 1-7, I'll be all over these guys. Love this lineup. One of my favorite stacks to look at on this slate. Definitely think you guys should look to get some exposure to them. On the opposite side, we got, you know, the Kansas City Royals. We got Cole Hamels on the opposite side. He's, you know, he's done pretty decent this year. Don't know how he's pulled it off, but he has pulled it off. But he still is giving up some hard contact to people. I'd mainly look at these righties, right? Like a Hunter Dozier, a Salvador Perez, a Whit Merrifield. I think Hunter Dozier could get a pretty good lineup spot, too. The RotoGrinders lineup page has Hunter Dozier in the cleanup spot. If we can get him there for cheap, man, that could be a really nice value today. So, like him, I just think that this 1-4, you know, you could throw Moustakas in there, too, is what I would look at. But that bottom of the order, right? Alex Gordon, Escobar, Almonte, Orlando, and Mondesi, it's kind of ugly. So, mainly just looking at the 1-4 right now and picking my spots with these guys. Don't want to load up on them like I did yesterday, but I think there's some guys that we could get some exposure to today. Next game up, tough to avoid this one, guys. 11.5 total here. We got the Rockies and we got the Mets, and it's Jason Vargas against Jeremy Marquez. Rockies have a 6.37 implied total. I mean, Nolan Arenado is going to go insane today, right? You know, against Jason Vargas, the bad lefty. Same with Trevor Story. Those are two of my favorite bats on the entire slate. I'd be loading up on them in every spot. DJ LeMay, who's another guy I'd want to get some exposure to. Charlie Blackman, just up and down this 1-9. It's a phenomenal play. They're the best stack of the day, the team you want to get some exposure to, if you can. Definitely try your best to. It's going to be hard, though, with you know, especially on like a one-pitcher site, like a FanDuel specifically. Because the problem is, you know, if you pay up for that one pitcher, you're kind of struggling to get those bats in. Another thing to note is, like, on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft on the two-pitcher site, make sure to try and maybe pay down for that second starting pitcher so you can get in these big Coors bats, because you're going to want to get these guys in. On the opposite side, against Marquez, you know, Brandon Nimmo, he's been swinging a hot bat. He's kind of got a, you know, decent price tag. Let's see where he's at on DraftKings. We got him at, man, he's at 4.8K. In Fantasy Draft, I'm sure he's a lot over there. He had 9.5. He had a decent price on Asdrubal Cabrera. Jay Bruce is a good price tag, but he's been absolutely awful. Maybe Coors will fix him. I don't know. But yeah, the Mets have some decent price tags on him. I like the Rockies side more. I think it's, instead of paying, right, like if we look on DraftKings here, instead of paying 4.7K for, you know, Todd Frazier, let's just find, you know, let's find a thousand more for Nolan Arenado. I'd rather just find the money for it. So that's kind of how I'm approaching it. If you want to play the Mets stack, I wouldn't argue it, though. It's Coors Field, guys. Next game up, Arizona Diamondbacks, Los Angeles Angels. We got Matt Cook against Felix Pena. And, yeah, I think this is a good spot for the bats here. Nine total. Vegas kind of agrees. And Matt Cook, he's been looking for some regression. It's been coming his way. This Angels team, I think, could absolutely explode in this spot. I like looking at these guys. You know, the Kinsler, Trout, Upton, Pujols. And then at the bottom, right, maybe even Mixon and Valbuena. I think he could have a, maybe he could have that big two-home run day out of nowhere, right? Koch has definitely had his struggles. So I do think that could be a good spot for a cheap Valbuena. Throw him in there. Look, we'll see what the lineup is. Like, a Simmons wouldn't be bad. So, yeah, if you want to go that Jose Miguel Fernandez guy for cheap, if you need a cheap option, he could obviously help make your stacks work a little bit to kind of get Trout in that, because you don't want to not play him in your Angels stack. So, like the Angels here, I think that they could be a really good play in this spot. It's not the greatest ballpark, I get it, but I do think this could be a spot that they explode against a guy like Cook, who's definitely someone that we want to be looking to target this year. He's gotten away with it. I got away with playing him for a little while, but looking at the numbers, right, 4.7x FIP, the K percentage is only at 14. The WOBA against righties is 4.07. I mean, he's definitely just had his issues. So, yeah, I think we could definitely target him here in this spot with the Angels. Next game up, Oakland Athletics, San Diego Padres, 8.5 total. We got Paul Blackburn and Eric Lauer, and man, it's not the right ballpark for the A's, but man, Eric Lauer is a great spot for them. I could see them going off against them, but I don't know. I'm just gonna end up staying away. Maybe take some guys as one off, like a Chris Davis or a Matt Olson, a Jed Lowry. Won't go too crazy. Maybe like a Marcus Semien or Chad Pinder at the top. Just kind of take these guys as one off. I think that's kind of the approach that I'll take here. And the opposite side, you know, the Padres are favorites, which is kind of odd to see. You know, Paul Blackburn is definitely a guy we can target with some of these lefties. Maybe with like an Eric Hosmer, a Spangenberg, a Jankowski. Kind of have to see what the lineup ends up putting out there. But I think you could target some of these lefties, just wouldn't go too crazy with them. Because again, not the greatest spot, but they're, you know, Blackburn's definitely had his struggles against lefties a little bit. All right, let's go. Miami Marlins, San Francisco Giants, last game of the slate. 8 total here. We got Dan Straley against Derek Rodriguez. You know, you could take a shot on these pitchers. I wouldn't argue against it. Like, it's just, there's better pitching options on the slate with more upside at the same price, right? I'd rather look to like a Luke Weaver or a Velasquez. Just don't, again, I don't love this spot for these guys. I'm just going to end up staying away. Sure, it's a great ballpark and all. Totally get it. But Marlins don't strike out a ton. You know, Giants, sure, they're patient at the plate and all. But Dan Straley is a guy, he's more of a fly ball guy. And I just don't want to deal with it. Sure, it's a great ballpark for him as a fly ball pitcher. He could obviously get away with it. Totally agree. It could happen. But it's baseball. I just don't want to play with these guys. I'll look for some guys that have more upside for the strikeouts that I think are in really good spots today. So that's kind of how I'm doing it. That about wraps up the slate. I'll give you guys the stack of the day now. My favorite stack to look at, the one that I'll be looking to target the most of. And when I do this, I keep Coors off because obviously everyone knows to play Coors. I'll give you an offense that I just think people aren't going to play, and I'll explain the reasons why. I'll go with the Los Angeles Angels. People don't like to target West Coast games, right? They're building their lineups at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern, and the Angels lineup still isn't out yet. So that's one reason why this, you know, offense can absolutely go on their own. That's one thing. Second, you know, we have expensive guys, right? Mike Trout, he's 6K on DraftKings. Like, that's really insane. But Mike Trout, he can do insane things. So he could obviously pay it off. 11-2 on Fantasy Draft. FanDuel, he's 5.4K. I mean, people are just not going to play him because he's just too expensive. And they're in a jam in these top-tier pitchers, and it's going to be tough to make work. So I like him. I like Justin Upton. I believe he hit a home run yesterday. And what happens when Justin Upton hits a home run? He hits one the next day, right? That's always pretty much the case. So when this guy gets hot, you want to stay on him. So I love Upton here. Kinsler, he's another guy to obviously look at just because he's at the top. He's been hitting a little better things things to turn around for him. So I'll put him in there, and then you can obviously go with Pujols for the upside. But I'll be looking at a guy like a Jose Miguel Fernandez, where he's cheap. Like that price tag where it's able to help me maybe getting some better pitchers, and then maybe throw in like a Luis Valbuena too as like a cheap option, because he's a guy that can double homer against these bad righties. So I think this could be a good spot for him. So given the Angel stack, that's my favorite way to go on this slate. Thanks a lot for joining me, guys. I had some issues trying to get this thing up, but finally, hopefully this is the last time we have to, we'll get this thing up and going with the, had some internet issues, but hopefully we're going to be up and running here, guys. So thanks a lot for joining me. If you have any questions, give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone. It's TravisManGone. Very happy to answer some questions for you guys if you have them for me. So again, thanks a lot for joining me. I'm going to be out of here. See you guys later.